Okay.
Hey, I don't know who's listening to this shit, but welcome. We are here.
Are we live?
We're not live. Oh. I'm saying, I'm like, obviously, whenever they fucking listen to it, Chase.
You just catfished me into some live shit.
6 seconds in, you already fucked up.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look.
Look.
Smoke. Whiskey.
Smoke. Smoke.
Whiskey.
Bitch. Smoke. Whiskey.
Smoke. Smoke. Whiskey. Bitch. Figure it out. We're both drinking whiskey right now. Jim Beam.
Jim Beam Black.
Yep. This is the first episode of, what are we calling it again?
Smoke and Whiskey.
Smoke and Whiskey. That's right. Because Chase likes to get high like a fucking... What's the word? Degenerate.
What?
Okay. And I drink whiskey like a grown man. But he's drinking with me this time. But he's going to probably feel high pretty soon.
Listen. Listen. Tell everyone knows that what marijuana is so much better for your body than alcohol.
I guess. It's not better for your brain.
Have you ever heard of anything called a wet brain?
A what?
Wet brain. It is a medical term.
A wet brain?
Wet brain. It's a medical term.
I never heard of it.
Okay, I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. I'm not going
to. Oh, okay. Yeah. Said it six times and then said he didn't know what it was called.
Listen. We just started and we already need an assistant.
I'm moving your mic closer.
Okay.
Because I want to hear that beautiful voice you got.
All right. What I'm saying is.
Right.
It does affect the brain. What do you mean it doesn't affect the brain? You memory loss?
I didn't say that. Yeah. I said it's better. For your brain.
Better?
Yeah, than marijuana is. Marijuana fucking bakes you out. Every friend I know that smokes, that's like my age, like has Alzheimer's. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm 23, by the way. I have friends that are my age that fucking...
Well, listen.
Can barely speak English anymore because they smoke so much.
I have friends that are my age, and I'm 36.
You have friends?
A couple.
Okay. Here and there.
Yeah, yeah.
We're on the same page.
We just don't act like you fucking Gen Z... Or late millennial
dude,
types.
I'm special.
And need each other's attention 24/7.
Listen to me.
You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what generation I'm part of, to be honest. I don't
know either. I think you're almost young enough to be my son.
Yeah. Well, you're old as fuck, and you look like a Civil War veteran, and that's not my fault. You've done that to yourself.
Your sister likes me.
That's true. That's true, she does.
So, yeah.
But she low-key likes me more, which is hilarious.
I
don't know why she loves me so much, dude. It's fucking weird.
Honestly, I don't know either.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing with Rennie, dude.
Or Rennie,
She's a lost cause. You know, I think I'm just like natural selection. I'm just better, you know? They can't help it.
How did you and Rennie meet again?
Oh, that's a fun story.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember. Yeah. It was because of her friend.
Yeah, her friend.
You tried to date. You never hooked up with her, right?
No, I didn't. No. I never did anything. Okay. We didn't date nothing. But this girl like basically fell in love with me a date or two. Not even a date. I called it a date out of habit. But she thought it was a date or something. And all we did was play pool at the house she was sitting at.
Yeah.
Like house sitting. And, dude, I went over there and played pool and then jumped in the pool. And we swam. We didn't touch. I literally I gave her fist bump when I walked in the house. And her name rhymed with Shmishminzi, okay?
Okay.
And I went in there, played pool, swam, and then went home, dude. And yeah, I didn't even hug her, nothing when I left. I was like, all right, later. And it happened again at a different house she was house sitting. I went and swam because they also had a pool. But after hanging out with her a couple times, I met her through my cousin Lexi. After hanging out with her, I went to her birthday party. And at her birthday party, this... angel walking the goddamn earth.
What?
Named Corinne Steckel. Everyone calls her Rennie. She walked through the back door. It was like, oh. It was beautiful. It was great. Man. And then I hit it off because I have game. I have game, Chase.
You have game?
I have game.
Yeah. You are a confident person. You know what I mean?
It's just because I'm comfortable. I like being comfortable with people.
Yeah.
People
me
trust
too.
Me.
Me too. Me too.
Like a cult leader, dude. You want to start a cult?
What?
Let's talk
it always
cult,
sounds
dude.
Like a good idea.
It sounds great.
You know, like just like communion living.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. We just all work together, which means we don't have to do shit.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's a quick way to get on the FBI's watch list.
Yeah, but we're not going to be violent or nothing like that. It's all right. We can just...
Yeah, tell that to Waco.
I think it's a great idea. What would the first three rules you can think of if you had to start a cult? first the top three rules. Yeah, yeah. You have to come up with like commandments.
Well, first off, I am reinstituting pre-monogamy. Well, is that how it's pronounced?
Well, you have a stroke? What happened?
Pre-monogamy? How do you pronounce that? We might have to edit this.
No, we're leaving it in.
It basically, I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but it's like whenever you have you seen the movie Braveheart?
Yeah, a long time ago. I was just fucking young too, so I barely retained much of it.
You're young now.
I'm gonna be young until I die.
So, like, you know where?
Shut the fuck up. I'm talking my phone, not you, dude, not you, baby.
All right. Well, so like, listen, like, in that movie, one of the reasons why they get married in secret is because the king or the noblemen have rights to all. The first night of marriage, they consummate it with the noblemen. You know what I mean? Not necessarily the king, but anybody basically who's a knight, who's a nobleman, like they had rights to that their wives, their first night of marriage.
So they'd like gangbang the wife.
Rule number one, I'm reinstituting that.
Every fine bitch that one of our fucking subjects brings to, we're just like, hey, she's gotta be consummated or whatever the fuck word you used.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Right there. Our first rule is already illegal.
Yeah.
So we're not going down a good
thing. It's not illegal if they're.
What about you?
It depends on what state we're in.
What would be number two for you? What would be.
One of the rules? Yeah. Oh, it's tough. I know a good one. I love this rule. I think it should be established in society all over the world. If somebody commits a crime, like a serious crime, let's say it's like extreme physical assault, like cut your face up, whatever, shit like that, or murder, or torture, things like that. Shit, basically, sadistic shit.
The court calls it aggravated.
Right. Anything aggravated, any kind of aggravated crime. The exact same thing should be done to you. There are people in prison that are willing to do it. Eye for an eye is very important to me.
Okay.
I think if you fucking cuts some old lady's leg off and then beat her in the face until she dies,
so
you
no
should be
prison,
put to
though.
Death that way.
Just like, so if you cut someone's arm off.
Right.
Like, we're not putting you in prison. We're just cutting your arm off and sending you on your way with a mandate and a caprice.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't mind that. Yeah. Unless
like you learned your lesson.
But then it comes to kind of a mental state, you know, because if they're just crazy as fuck, you cut their arm off, they're just going to keep doing whatever they do with their other arm, you know?
What if they come back with, like, a hook hand or some, you know, they become a serial killer.
We're just
like
upgrading them every time.
You just contributed to the problem. You should have locked that ass up.
Right. I mean, I'm not opposed to being locked up. I think it more.
Eye for an eye, though.
Yeah, it more pertains to murder, but yeah. Eye for an eye, absolutely. And I think if, especially if we started the cult with me and you, I think we could enforce it. We'd be able to make it happen.
We could make it happen. What else? What's another one? We could do. I'm thinking.
What about money?
Like mornings.
What?
I'm thinking about.
Oh, all late in the morning.
You know what I mean?
No like early mornings.
Like no
proper
one's allowed
sleep.
Out of bed before 10.
A curfew?
You have to be
morning curfew.
Like sleep is important. You know it is.
Like, nobody's gonna complain with you.
And then I got all those. I got that pre-monocta thing going on. I need a lot of.
You need that energy, bro.
I do.
You need energy. You need to hydrate.
Yeah. I have a feeling whoever my significant other would be would have a problem with that.
Yeah, that'd be
rule four, no significant others.
Everybody is everybody's partner. God, that's gross.
I don't know. I couldn't do it.
I couldn't either.
I'm a jealous guy. Mm-hmm. You know that?
Yes, because you're like me. We're the same in that aspect.
I am. I don't like it.
Yeah. I tell Rennie all the time I'd literally go to jail. I would kill somebody. It's not a fun thing. I don't like that about me. But I would lose my shit if something happened. I'm not saying like I find out she cheats and I fucking track somebody and I'm killing her. I'm saying like if somebody like hurt her or like some shit like that, I wouldn't be able to control myself. And it's really only her I would do that, and my mom. Those two I would act like that.
I'm my mama's boy.
Yeah, I'm forced to be. She fed the fuck out of me, man.
I call my mama for everything.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the crap I've been going on this week, like that woman's almost got my back.
Absolutely,
she give it to me straight too.
Hell yeah, as you should.
Oh, she's a true Southern, born and raised in Georgia. Like, yeah, she's proud, and I was definitely raised by something special.
My mom is a saint, dude. Everybody, I don't think I've ever met a single person. I bumped the mic, fucked up, cool. I don't think I've ever met a single person that's disliked my mom in any way, shape, or form. Nobody that I've talked to has ever had a problem with her. They call her a little crazy sometimes because she can, like, have her ways about her, but not in a bad way. It's just, like, strange. Like, yeah. she has to have things quiet sometimes, but she's never, like, a bitch.
No. You know, the few times I've got to interact with her when I met her, you could tell she's a little standoffish, probably because of... She's probably had, you know, she's probably used to meeting people.
Yeah. And, yeah, absolutely.
You know, just... But she was always super nice, and yeah.
Yeah, she's cool, man.
Yeah.
So you're a fucking veteran, dude. Tell the world.
I'm a U.S. Army veteran. I served from 2003 until the 1st of January 2012.
Oh, that's a long fucking time. I didn't know you were there. Yeah,
I was in there a while. I went in as a military police officer and went to the K-9 program.
Mm-hmm.
Trained drug dogs, mom dogs.
That's dope.
Yeah. I worked over in Belgium for a while. My first duty station was actually in Europe and Belgium. I got to do some pretty cool shit. This was before the K-9 thing. NATO was over there, so I did a lot of, they called it protective service detail work. You know, did like drive the up armored hard cars, the BMWs and stuff, set outside their hotels. Like
bodyguard type shit. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. That's a cool job to have, I think.
So really funny story, scary story was one time I was in The Hague, mm-hmm. from the Netherlands, and me and my partner, we're in our suits, whatever, and we're just doing recon, you know, because no matter how long the mission is, you double it. So if it's a 2 week or if it's a 1 week long mission, you're there the week prior and you'd go through every day like a run through.
Oh yeah,
like that client is in the back of your car with you. So we're up there doing our run throughs, and I stopped to ask one of the local police authorities for directions, and he sees my shoulder holster through my suit like open. They draw on us.
Ooh.
Yeah, they drew on us. And of course, you know, I put my hands up. I wasn't going to draw back. That's just stupid. Yeah. That's only in movies. I'm just like, yo, we're good.
Yeah.
You know, they finally, you know, and got to talking to them and was thankfully most professional jobs in other countries. Like, you'd be amazed how many people take the time to learn the English language.
Oh, when it's not there,
you know.
America's the most stingy with their language. Americans
are so lazy with it, man.
Yeah.
But anyways, they, you know, got to talk, and they're like, okay, we're good, good, good. But it took me. It was scary. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so I did that when I was over in Europe, then did the K-9 thing. Took my dog to Baghdad.
You got to raise them when they're, like, puppies, right? That's, like, from puppy growing up.
So the Army does have the puppy program, where they raise up their own, but they go through us as the handler. We get them, you know, a couple years. They already go through school a little bit.
Okay.
We go through school. We go through the same schoolhouse they do, basically. We just learn how to work with them. They learn how to work with us.
Right.
But you don't get to take your dog with you duty station to duty station.
Oh, okay.
You know, they're usually assigned to that, which sucks.
I was about to say, that does suck.
So every time you go somewhere new, you're building a rapport. Luckily for me, I adopted Dasty. He was my explosive detector dog. I adopted him shortly after his last deployment, and he retired out.
Nice.
So he got to hang with me and hang with you know, my daughter. I only had one daughter at the time, Peyton. Yeah. But yeah,
he ended up
had some family life. Yes.
How old was he?
He was only 9 years old.
Oh, man.
He was like 8 or 9 years old. He had medical issues. It's part of the reason why he got retired out.
Right.
And one night just went bad. And I drove. There's an emergency vet clinic right down there to right past Deerbrook Mall, right past 59. And I drove from Crosby. I passed three cops with my flashers on doing 100. he got what's called bloat. It's basically when their stomach turns.
Oh, man.
And everything gets trapped in there.
Oh,
and it just wasn't a time, and he got put down and that night, and I remember I was so distraught.
Of course.
I had to get my ex-wife, my wife at the time, to drive all the way over there and pick me up. I had to go pick my truck up the next day because I couldn't even drive home.
Didn't want to move. Didn't want to
I hit the floor in the vet clinic like a little baby.
Yeah, it fucking sucks, dude. I mean, I've had to be with dogs. When they put Mixie down, I held her. And that was sad because she was a good dog. She was very sweet, and she was a mom to the core, real protective.
Yeah.
And that's why Rachel loved her, because she protected Rachel a lot. But my baby Chloe, that little lab mix, I'll be in a dark ass place whenever she gets old and she ends up having to pass.
Bro, they were so happy to see me there.
The dogs,
you know, by there, yeah.
Yeah, I fucking love them, dude.
Max is cool as hell. Max is freaking always limping around.
Dude, he's leg. That is the most doggiest dog I've ever fucking met. He's like a dunce.
I feel like if you give him a bath, he'll purposely just go roll in the mud.
Yeah, he's like a puppy at heart. He's so sweet. I've never heard him growl once. I hear Chloe growl all the time. Max is the sweetest.
But how about that little freaking? How about Weston?
Bitch ass schnauzer. Fuck that dog, dude.
He's pretty cool though, man.
He's cool. He's a cool guy, but god damn.
He doesn't like you?
He is so annoying. He does. He likes me. Cool. He likes me. I hate him because he's too much, dude.
He just said you hate a dog.
I hate that fucking dog. I'm kidding. I love him, but he's the most annoying dog I've ever met.
You know there's a good chance your sister is going to listen to this.
That's fine. I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
I told her because she always leaves Chloe and Max outside because they're big dogs. And I tell her all the time, like, I'm going to fucking leave Weston outside. The thing is, he runs away.
Right back. He's just checking the perimeter,
He's a cool little dog. He's more protective than any other. Dude, yeah. If Weston was the size of Chloe and Max, Max that we're referring to is a bloodhound. He's big as shit. Chloe's a lab mix. She's a little bit smaller. But Weston's a schnauzer. He's like the size of a fucking basketball. And, dude, if Weston was that size, big as shit, this world would be over, dude. He's protective as shit, and he tries to like bite everybody, but like in a playful way. But if he was big, he'd be hurting people.
He's a good dog. That attitude, but it's always the small ones.
Yeah.
You know, it's always the little ones.
Works that way in real life too.
Yeah, it is, and they drive big trucks. My big ass squeezes my 6'4" ass into a Cadillac.
Oh yeah, no, I have a short cab Toyota Tacoma. That fucking I could barely fit in.
I used to have the big truck, but you know, the diesel, it just wanted something a little smoother. Yeah, I mean, and didn't want to get 12 miles a gallon anymore. Yeah, but I do love the trucks though.
Trucks are cool, but at the same time, it's only really useful if you need to like move shit. Yeah. If you have like a boat, I mean, I get it. But if you're just like cruising around, what the fuck's the point?
Yeah.
True. I have a little truck because I did construction and I wanted to do demolition. That's why I got that truck. And then I did it for a couple months, and then I ended up getting another job. But
this is the first, this is the first car I've owned.
Really?
Ever.
The first car I had was a Ford Fusion.
Oh, okay. No, dude, those little cars go hard, man.
I like them.
They go hard.
I didn't say it was a bad thing.
Do you know the Ford Taurus is like over like 30 grand now?
Really?
Yes. I remember when those things were like tickets. Like I felt like the sticker price was like $12,000-$13,000.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and I'm not even that old. I'm not.
Yeah, back when gas was like 20 cents or some shit.
No.
How old are you? Tell the world so we can all make fun of you at the same time.
I mentioned it earlier, but I'm 36.
You did? Mm-hmm. Remember that Alzheimer's I was talking about? I got it, dude.
Yeah, I can tell.
I can't remember shit.
It's that drinking.
Nah.
It's that drinking.
It's all the people that smoke around me.
You smoke a little weed, you'd be all right.
Hell no. Balance yourself out. I'm not going to lie, dude. Fucking on an edible, dog.
Hey, sex on edibles is amazing.
It was great.
Edibles are amazing in general, man, because you get... So the difference between, from my knowledge and what I've researched anyway, because I do care about what goes into my body.
Yeah.
But what I researched with the edibles is like you have there's just terpenes in there and cannabinoids.
Yeah.
Just different forms of them. I'm really all my language is off right now.
It's all good.
And so different things happen between smoking the plant and then versus decarbonizing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, using it to make butter or oil or whatever.
Yeah, shit, because you're digesting versus inhaling.
Right, and then also, what will the temperatures, you know, change? temperatures change from, you know, versus sparking it. And mm-hmm. like when you decarb, you're decarbing it at 290 degrees.
Right.
So you don't ever let it get above a certain temp. You only basically just get rid of the burn off the bad cannabinoids and terpenes. Yeah. And then, like I said, but it's a different effect for that reason. And that's what also reason another reason why it lasts longer, because you are digesting it. And,
right. It's like instant release versus fucking
right
time time release. I definitely like ingesting it a lot better. I don't like smoking it, man. It makes me cough my fucking ass off because I didn't grow up smoking. I've always grown up drinking. So
sorry, I just got a text from one of my mentors.
Oh yeah,
which I think is important that everyone have a mentor.
Oh yeah, you gotta have somebody you kind of learn from, whether it's socially or but fucking whatever you like to do.
Just yeah, it's just a prayer request. Won't get into that because that's a little personal. But
no, it's all good.
Yeah,
we gotta talk about it.
No, I just wasn't expecting that. That's a deep message there, man.
I got you.
But that'll put you on the topic of having solid people in your life, man.
Yeah, you have to. I think it's so goddamn important. Even I'm kind of a loner, and I can be a lot, especially before I met
Rennie. Oh, I isolate so bad.
I'm big on it, and it's especially when I lived in Tyler.
Isolate.
Yeah, I lived in Tyler. I had a shitty fucking time in Tyler, man.
Yeah.
Like, my dad's really cool. I fucking love my dad, but his priorities were a little mixed up, I guess is the right way to say it. It's just different. He like was worried about me and cared about me and things, but he just focused on other things. So I was just basically alone. And plus, the people I was living with, it just didn't work out. So I was on my own all the time. I was never at home. It was a beautiful home, too. Like, it looked like it was fucking three stories. It was two. But it was a beautiful, old-school architectural home, and they did all these upgrades to it. They have a pool and greenhouse now. It was a beautiful home. But the reason I got so in shape, it was because walking out the front door to go do anything else but be at home was a blessing. So I was like, fuck it, I'll just work out all the time. And that's why I was in shape.
Yeah.
And but I definitely, the reason I'm telling you the story is because I definitely understand how important, at my age, I definitely understand how important having good, caring people and like-minded people in your life is very, very fucking important.
Yeah, if you're constantly, if you're surrounding yourself with the wrong people, you find yourself becoming something you don't want to be.
Right.
And that never lasts because you can only be on stage so long. You can only be in character so long.
Yeah, the mask gets heavy.
Yeah, you have to take it off eventually, and the real you is going to come out.
Yeah,
because I've lived it, and I've lived it. Man,
I was there for 2 years.
Yeah, I've done it with a few things. You know, I've been through a divorce. I've been, been through, relationships to where I've had to, been in toxic relationships where I've literally had to make myself something that I'm not.
It's a sad feeling.
But what's even worse is when you try to change that person because they don't fit. You try to change that person, and you're no longer yourself, and you're making them something that they're not either.
Yeah,
like it's a flaw
coming from caring too much. I think,
and it is. That's definitely one of my biggest flaws. Is man, I hate. It's the worst feeling in the world, making someone feel bad, knowing that you are the cause.
Yeah, it sucks.
Unless you get me angry, then I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah, if it feels deserved, I'll fucking piss you off.
But even then, afterwards, after that, my adrenaline goes down, I am a guilty feeling person. You know, the empathy is real with this one. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, I've broken hearts in a sense, but never like relationship-wise. It's always because, like I said, when I was in shape and in Tyler and shit, I would just go out all the time. So I was in clubs and parties and shit like that. So I would run into these one night stand situations, and most of the time they would get hooked, and then I'd be like nah. But other than that, I usually don't really break hearts relationship wise. I never really got into relationships when I was younger. I think Rennie's my like second or third real relationship I've ever attempted.
I've always been a conservative is the word you can use when it comes to relationships and
like you sex, want the picket fence house, family.
I can still count on both hands how many women I've slept with. I'm 36.
Mm-hmm.
And that, obviously that was not a lot of that is because I was married for a number of years, but
yeah, and in the military.
I'm not the one I don't know. I'm a one woman guy.
Basically, yeah, it is easier.
It is, because it's stressful.
It is fucking stressful. Juggling hoes is stressful.
Trying to, you know,
juggling the hoes.
Because that goes back to your because you're with two different. If you're with two, three, four different people, have seen it. Even if it's cool with everyone involved, everyone's right. just dating, or you know, you tell them you're just dating. Every person is different, so in a way, you're kind of being different each time you're with a different person.
Yeah, you have to.
Because especially if you're trying or whatever you want to call it. I know everyone's figuring it out, man. Shit, I'm still fucking figuring it out. But, you know, you're going to be a different person each time. Mm-hmm. Or each time you're with that different person.
Yeah. Either that or you just shut it off and you're this shell of a person. Yeah.
And then the real you comes out when you guys are solid. Mm-hmm. When he picks his winner and she picks her winner, and y'all are together. And then the real y'all.
The masks come off. The club lights come on.
Curtains close.
Yeah.
But I feel like this episode is just like, you know, honestly, man, it feels a little bit like a therapy session, but
it's not a bad thing. People like listening to this shit. Yeah,
but no, I like that. But I think it's like the people getting to know us.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's our first episode. It's good. It's good for that.
We should release this unedited.
I think so too. I mean, like nothing. In my opinion, nothing has been worth editing out yet. We're all fucking halfway done.
Damn,
we're at 27 minutes or 26 minutes, but 26 and a half.
We're doing an hour.
Oh yeah, we can. We can do fucking 6 hours. It don't matter. We'll edit it to however we want to. We just talk and have fun. If it goes to 45,
so what are our goals for this podcast, Brian?
Oh, in long term, I thought you were talking about the episode. You talking about long term? Mm-hmm. Man, I want to. I definitely want to get to the point where we have a couple hundred people listening, right? And then I want to be able to have a little ad space for what we like. I want to be one of those rare podcasts that don't just like. I know everybody hears Postmates and fucking BetterHelp and shit like that. And I mean, obviously, I'll do that because they'll pay you. But I want ads that I like. I like whiskey and vodka, or fucking like vape shops for you because you like all the carts and shit like that, or something like basketball equipment. And shit. I want ads.
You know,
what would
be awesome if I can get the Raw Cones guy. He's got a huge Instagram following. Mm-hmm. Man, I don't know his name. He does it. So on 420, he does a live stream where he goes face to face with them over and over.
Yeah.
And he just does hits with them on 420. And
that's cool.
He's such a positive guy. I gotta start doing it. From next time we do the podcast, I'm gonna have my computer up in front of me so I can look stuff up. You know what I mean? Because I hate not having the correct names or terminology.
I mean, you got your phone, bro.
Talking about
that's a little ass computer you got in your hand.
I started looking at my phone and then I get distracted.
Oh, I know.
You know, but
it's because you're not mentally all there, so it's hard for you to multitask, right?
You know,
that's it, right?
Listen.
It's because you're a little slow and looking at a screen.
I've sacrificed this body for a lot, okay?
Shit, I sacrificed this body for a lot.
Whatever.
Alright, I'm going to make you a drink. It's okay. It's a safe place, baby. Safe place, baby girl. Damn, you hear the ice machine, though?
We should do a guest caller.
A guest caller? Who you want to call?
I don't know.
Shit. Call one of my fucking exes.
Hey, just know whoever we call, that they're going to be known as our first guest caller ever.
So that's true.
It better be good. Better be no weak shit.
Fucking.
Let's call Rennie's sister.
Oh my God.
That's the most random.
Yeah, it's just, she'd be like, huh? She would try and like cooperate, but at the same time, I know she wouldn't want to do it. She might want to do it in person.
That's what's up.
Fuck is vanish mode on Instagram? It's weird. Keep accidentally doing because I scroll up. Dude, we're 30 minutes in. It's not bad.
We're doing all right
for our introduction.
Well.
Yeah.
You know, there's no dead space. I don't believe.
Not yet. Fucking no more than like 3 seconds, which it's a conversation. It's gonna happen.
And we're sipping.
Yeah, fuck that, dude. Hey, whenever we sip, y'all gotta sip. I'm not trying to hear anything.
Oh, that's a rule.
Any excuses.
Do you hear it? If you hear the
Oh yeah, yeah. you hear us sip. Take a sip, bro.
I don't care if it's sweet tea, I love sweet tea. Can we make some sweet tea?
I fucking hate tea, man. I'll make some for you, baby.
Are we like, sometimes I feel like.
What do you feel?
We go from two peas in a pod to night and day.
Yeah, well.
You say that in Georgia. Say that in Georgia. That's fighting words.
Yes. Hey, we're in Texas. It's the same shit.
Yeah, no,
I'm the
only person
I fucking know.
No. That one, hate. Texas is not the South. Texas is Texas, and yeah. I love Texas.
Texas is pretty
Texas
cool.
Texas is its own entity, its own...
It's a country, bro.
...glorious, pulsating existence.
Okay, relax. No, but, don't say pulsating, bitch. What you got your mind on?
What do you got your mind on?
Cock.
Oh, God.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, you heard it, folks. Don't you edit that shit out either.
Hey, dude.
Don't you ever edit that out.
That part of the podcast up. Make sure y'all fucking hear what I said. Okay.
Oh, wow.
So I have a question. Why do you wear backwards hats? Is it because you're insecure? Or is it because you don't like your hair?
I just didn't feel like doing it this morning.
Is it because you wear tank tops when you go to the beach and like fucking...
No, I mean...
You like drink White Claws only, huh?
Are you like busting on the fact that I'm attractive?
No, dude.
Like, because it's just... I can't help it.
You want a singing contest?
No, no, seriously. No, no. We all know you can out-sing
me. Dude, I can't, bro. I'm a bad
singer.
Yes,
you can. You can out-sing me. I can't sing at all.
It depends on the day, which pisses me off. Because some days, like today...
A deaf person could out-sing me.
Oh, let's try it. Let's do a bit. I'll be deaf.
Nope, I'm not doing it.
No, it depends on the day, which sucks. And I think confidence has a lot to do with it. Because if I'm comfortable and having fun, I can sing well. But if I'm in front of like three people I don't know and somebody's like sing, I'm like, amazing, great. It's so bad, dude. And I think that is what differentiates successful athletes and artists and everything from normal people. Is the confidence to be able to go up there and do your craft or whatever it is you do.
Confidence is everything.
It's absolutely everything. I can be I'm a good basketball player and all that.
I was about to say, how many times have you been playing in a basketball game and you just get that? Like, so when I played in high school, there were a few games where, like, I literally felt like I was going to throw up after, like, 4 or 5 minutes because, like, I got on this roll.
Mm-hmm.
And it was probably the only decent games I ever had, to be honest. I mean, I wasn't no superstar. It's the only white boy on the team.
Right,
Crosby High School, 03, represent.
Oh, yeah.
But I would get those moments where I was just, like, I was zoned in.
Yeah.
But your adrenaline and everything just takes over so much. It's literally... Like shocks your central nervous
system.
Exhausting. Like you just did a 400-pound squat,
mm-hmm.
You know. But your heart rate through the roof because you're running up and down the court.
Yeah.
Or you know whatever it may be. That's an intense feeling.
Yeah, it is intense, and being able to perform like well, being able to perform well under those kind of circumstances, and also with 100 people watching you. Just 100. Imagine people in the, like, I know they grow up doing it, but there's millions of people watching you on TV and in around the stadium. Being able to perform well under those circumstances is what differentiates people. Because I'm sure there's people like me. I could probably, when I was in shape, I could have played for college. The coach came up to me at TJC and asked if I could be a walk on.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll try. And then I ended up moving back to Houston. But I know for a fact, no matter how fucking good or how much I trained, I would go, and then I would be nervous, and I'd immediately just fuck up. I would still be good enough. Like, I'd pass and have IQ, but other than that, I would just fuck up. Shots wouldn't fall. I'd, like, do dumb dribbles or turnovers and things like that. It's just because I don't have that it factor, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Dude, the mental games, it's serious.
It's half of it.
My a good buddy of mine, or a guy that I went to high school with, J.R.L. Tolles played for the Houston Astros for a while.
Nice.
And his first game had a crazy amount of RBIs, like 7 RBIs. And I don't know if it still stands, but that game he actually broke the single game RBI record for the Astros.
Damn.
You can look him up, man. Freaking stud. His glove to glove speed. When he would catch, he was a catcher.
Mm-hmm.
His glove to glove speed from home to second. Like, throwing people out was just, like, that's why he got, from what I understand, that's one of the reasons, one of the bigger reasons why he got recruited.
Yeah, one of his highlights.
And he was getting looked at in high school, like, because of that. He was just pop.
Monster.
But anyways, and great hitter, but just got in a slump. You could see it, and, like, you see it with a whole bunch of different players or golfers, especially for the sports that it takes. Like, basketball is a little more, because it is chaotic, and football is chaotic, it's not as, you know, calculated.
It's not like chess.
Unless you're in a certain position and break it down. But
like quarterbacks like that, it's like chess. It is. But if you're a fucking cornerback, it's just about reading and being athletic about, as fuck.
In the moment. You're in the moment. So there's a, you know, but baseball, where it's all statistics, and then, you know, just those certain, baseball and golf, it's where every single, because baseball is start, stop, start, stop, start, stop.
Yeah.
You know, every single time the pitcher throws that ball, it's a whole new, it's a whole new world.
Whole new situation.
A whole new world. A new fantastic point of view.
All right, relax.
Sorry, I like that song. You can edit that if you want.
No, I do. I'm going to turn it up. Keep singing, baby. I don't want to. We can duet something.
I'm going to eat this chicken wing.
Dude, that chicken's fucking good, isn't it?
You can have that one.
Who the fuck? Oh, dang, a loud ass plate.
Yeah, this chicken's great. The people want to hear us chew. Mm-hmm. You know I hate that. Mm-hmm. So much.
Yeah, it's tough.
I'm going to not talk with my mouth full because I was raised better.
I'm going to talk with my fucking mouth full.
My mama would smack
my goddamn podcast.
And smack you.
Mm-hmm.
God didn't do it.
Hmm?
Why you got to say GD? God didn't do it.
I say goddamn podcast. Goddamn it.
That's messy.
My mama is way. Dude, Spanish is the easiest language to learn, I think, and I still fucking don't know it fluently. You probably do the same thing. You learn it in construction and shit.
Yeah.
Working with Latinos and becoming friends with them, and they help you out.
I'm doing it right now. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Every day. I have a couple of friends at work that speak Spanish, and they're helping me too again. I used to be somewhat fluent in it.
Yeah.
I used to be able to speak like a fucking 5-year-old.
So, I lived in Panama when I was a little kid and spoke fluent Spanish then.
Oh shit.
Yep. There's like home videos of me doing it.
Mm.
But our maid, we had a maid, of course, because the exchange rate was so good, we could, even though my dad was lower ranking army guy, that's why we were down there, stationed down there.
Mm-hmm.
We could afford having a maid just because, you know, $20 of them, you know, is worth you know, a lot.
Yeah.
She taught me. And I went to a school where they spoke Spanish.
Nice.
Yeah, so it was necessary to, you know, it's just, it's like being able to, you have to try to apply it like I do now with the people that I work with. It's, you have to not have your lazy brain on, and you have to like actually try and then.
Right.
And then also when other people are speaking, even though if I'm not a part of the conversation, I try to listen in and see because the dialect changes, you know, especially when they're trying to, when someone who does speak a different language, like when they speak it to someone that already knows it, it sounds different. But when they're trying to explain it to you, you know, so I like to hear it straight from the source. Like, even though I can never catch up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they speak it. They can speak it fast, boy. I feel like I can speak English fast, and it just still doesn't sound as fast as when very fluent Spanish speakers speak Spanish, as like just straight up, no, doesn't hold back. That shit's crazy.
It is.
You're rolling through sentences fast as hell. But I do the same thing. I listen in and try and learn on my own terms. And then the thing is, you just gotta ask. You know how many questions I asked when I was in construction? Like, hey, how do you say this? What does this mean? How do you say this? And they would just tell me. They love it. They love the fact that you're trying to learn Spanish. Because it's the opposite of being racist when you're like, fucking learn English, you goddamn fucking whatever. Yeah. I want to fucking be able to talk Spanish to you.
Yeah.
Talk Spanish, you know? How fucking stupid do I sound?
Learn some like Cantonese, Vietnamese, that'd be fucking
I couldn't do that.
Hard.
I would just laugh.
That would be fucked. Want to know when I go in there and get my manicure and pedicures, I just want to know what shit they're talking.
It sounds like such a colorful language. I feel like I would just laugh a lot if I tried to learn it.
Yeah. No, I won't even imitate it. That would just sound fucking.
Yeah. That'd make you a racist dude because you're
you
white.
Can't. Even though I can't love imitate. Comedy. Let me put that out there right now.
Oh, by the way, we can do whatever the fuck we want. All the like Bad Friends and Chris D'Elia and fucking all T-Fat K, all those podcasts, those top rated Two Bears, One Cave. They say all kinds of shit.
Chris is the fucking man.
Dude, Chris D'Elia's hilarious.
Chris, and then, you know, Two Bears, One Cave, Tom, I love Bert.
Tom's really good.
I love Tom's a good.
Tom's a comedic talent.
I fucking love Tom Segura.
I want to hang out with him.
Bert. I want to hang out with Bert. Bert's the machine. Let's talk about comedy for a minute, because
I'd love to. That's like, what it's all about.
All day long, that's what I listen to. Mm-hmm. When I drive, it's either true crime or comedy. Stand-up comedy.
True crime's cool to me, but I don't have the patience to listen to the whole story. I want it in like 10 minutes.
What?
I don't want like 45 minutes story of all the details. I don't give a fuck. I want to be...
You really are 21 years old.
Yeah, I am. Not, but, you know, 23, but it's a...
To me, you're 21 until you're 30.
That makes sense, actually. It makes a lot of sense. Mentally, I'm still 21, so...
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah.
And 30. What a gross number.
And Rainey's younger than you, correct? Like, by like yeah. 1 year?
Yeah, four or five years.
Oh, 4 or 5 years? No. No? Yeah? And you're 23?
No, she's...
You're getting us on the FBI list. I know. You want to start a cult?
I think she's...
Pre-monocta?
Wow, just fucking predatory cult members.
Yeah, this podcast is gonna
episode
pop off.
One.
Wow.
No, she's 21 or 22.
I just saw so many people subscribe and unsubscribe.
Oh, yeah, yeah. First 10 minutes
of subscribe. No, so she's how old now? Let's clarify.
21 or 22. I don't remember if she turned 22. Dude,
you
I'm
just
bad
admitted
with numbers.
That?
I'm bad with numbers. I'm absolutely
on the mic.
I remember her birthday.
She's so forgiving. Because you know she's not even going to get mad at you.
No, she would. She wouldn't give a fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, let's just put it out there, Young Buck, that most... women would not be cool with that.
I'm gonna say,
what year was she born?
I don't know. I don't give a fuck. She's of age. That's all I care about.
Yeah,
her birthday,
you know,
September
13th. You plan on marrying this girl? You need to know. Well, you gotta fill out.
I know
documents.
Her birthday, bro. I know
you
her gotta, birthday, like, and I know our anniversary. That's
speaking
all I
of true
know.
Crime, like, how are you supposed to ever pull out a life insurance policy on her if you don't
Word,
know her birthday?
That's pretty important. You I know? Need to know that.
But anyways, going back to comedy, Tom, Bert. Bill Burr.
I don't like Bill Burr's
Nate Bargatze. Freaking Chris D'Elia.
Nate Bargatze's impressive because he doesn't really... He's not dirty.
No,
he's just
he's
smart.
Not. He's
just
like... He has like these dad jokes that are amplified, basically. Yeah. And it's his delivery. Like his tone of voice. Same with Tom. Tom's
yeah.
just like...
Delivery's important.
He's like, yo, I'll tell you where I never go to visit. Wherever they film... The first 48.
Yeah,
you know,
he's a funny guy. I mean, he just knows how he sounds, which is sounds like everybody does, but nobody knows how they sound.
Yeah.
Because people will talk and you'll be like, "Hey, bro, shut the fuck up," or like, "Change it up." I know a lot of people. I've bumped the mic four times.
Dude, Joe Rogan is. Why aren't you using that mic?
I could.
You don't like
he
the
pointed
black
at
mic?
Another blue snowball.
You don't like the black mic. What's wrong with the... you can use the white mic. I'll use the black one.
Let's not talk about that.
You know what? There's something wrong with you.
I'm not using it because it's a black mic. Nah, I have black on this mic.
Yeah, that is a nice mic. That
is a nice
mic. I wish... I feel like you're the superstar and I'm just the co-star over here with this little mic.
With the backup mic. That's actually literally listed as the best podcast mic you can use.
Really?
This one's a studio mic, so obviously it's good.
Here? I'm new to podcasting.
It's blue. BLU or BLU. Hold on.
Yeah, BLUE.
Yeah, it's just regular. BLUE. Blue cool. And the snowball because it's a fucking ball and it's just a mic.
Nice. So what's this called? The black ball?
Yeah.
No, it's snowball.
Yeah, they're both blue snowballs, even though they're not blue.
This one's white.
Correct.
That one's black. God damn. All right.
Weed's kicking in, folks. The blood, blue. The blue snowball is black and white. The white snowball is blue.
Listen, you wanted the podcast where we just talked like we were sitting on the fucking
I
couch.
Love this shit. I love
Good.
It. Dude, you know how much I like, I'm not hating on... Her name's Jordan and the other one's name is Jordan. I did the podcast with them, the one I edited. I'm not hating on them. They have... I mean, it's a pretty good idea. That executed well. They... Did the research and did the horrid history was what it's called.
History.
I think they're changing.
Nice. I probably listened to it.
Yeah, I mean, it was had cool stories and stuff, but I hated the fact that it was like all scripted and very like it was just reading off paper, and then I just had like attempt to chime in. It's just not my style, and that's why this is it. It convinced me that this right here, what we're doing, 44 minutes and 3 seconds so far of just us. Fucking around
it
bullshit.
Feel like 44
not at
all,
because we're just having fun chilling.
Yeah,
but that's the kind of podcast.
But are other people going to like it?
Yes, because like you're saying too. But dude, you think they have?
Yeah,
topics?
But they're already established. Like, so people want to hear them talk.
That has to do with the fan base. It doesn't have to do with quality of the content.
Right, right. No, you know what I mean? No, so I know I'm agreeing with
you. We established, like the girl I mentioned, Jordan, her name is Jordan Everett. She's real good at marketing. She's probably going to help me put it on Facebook and all that shit and like pay, I'll fucking send her money and she'll put it up where thousands of people see it. She's good at that shit.
Nice. Okay.
And then whenever they do it, they fall in love with us, Chase. They fall in love. Oh, yeah. This motherfucker's name is Chase, by the way. Mine's Brian.
What?
Yeah. We didn't even say our goddamn names. I'm 6. I think we're both 6'4". Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're both 6'4". He's more toned. I'm a thick boy. But yeah, dude, that's our names. That's crazy. 45 minutes. No, they're like, who the fuck are these people?
It's smoking whiskey.
Yeah, smoke. That smoke on whiskey. Yeah. Change the accents every time we do a podcast.
You know, speaking of accents, I had a thick, thick
ass.
Thick. Southern accent.
Oh, yeah.
When I was little.
That's so gross to me.
Bad.
It's so gross to me.
I'm talking real slow.
Yeah, real slow. Yes,
I did. It comes out once in a while.
It's ugly as fuck when young people do it. If you're old and do it, it's cute as shit. Like, my fucking...
It's Nemo cute when little kids do it.
And I fucking
hate... Little kids?
I hate when little kids try and act cute and they're not cute. I hate it.
Well, what if it's just natural?
It's a trigger. Though? I mean, I guess, but then again,
it's a trigger.
It just makes
little kids trigger you. I want to fucking
beat the shit out of people. No, it's it just bothers me because I know that like they learned that from somewhere, and it's just it sounds so ignorant to talk like that. It's the same thing with like real ghetto speak, like real slang speak. I'm a little slang when I whenever I speak. I don't speak like a robot or like a fucking cis white male. I don't talk like that. I talk normal. I just talk normal, dude. Say words. If you want to make them a little shorter, make them shorter. It's just that simple.
Why are you so frustrated?
Dude, I just fucking You're hate. Frustrated People are extra, bro. I get mad, okay?
Hey, listen. I'm passionate. You can't. We're about to get real deep here. You can't let people steal your joy, brother.
It happens all the time.
You can't let anyone steal your joy.
The thing is, even though I might sound mad a lot of times, it usually just passion.
Oh, I know.
I'm real fucking passionate about things.
You are.
Whenever I believe something, I
heard you talk to. I heard you talking to Reedy last night.
Oh yeah, dude.
But you know what? You check yourself real quick.
Yeah, I know.
Every time. Mm-hmm. And you weren't being mean. You were just loud for a second.
I'm just loud. I just get loud. But she knows that. She's not like scared of me or some
shit.
She's just talking to me.
Look.
Yeah. But yeah, I just get loud. It's not even like a scream. It's just a hard talk.
I don't remember what it was. It wasn't even about her. It was about something else.
What was
like,
it?
It was like something. It was like a TV or some. I don't know. I don't remember what was. I don't remember what was happening. Or what we were all talking about. But yeah. It happens every day.
But you were just like,
I don't know. You just got passionate. One second.
I just get fucking my blood moves. At least it doesn't turn into anger.
Your voice goes right back down. No. I honestly haven't even seen you angry.
No, not at all. It's because it's very, very hard to turn it off when I get that.
Yeah.
That way.
I feel you, man.
So,
that's why I refuse. Knock on wood, I will literally break down on the side of the road and just be like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, for people who can live that lifestyle of radical acceptance of basically saying it is what it is.
Those are dangerous
people, man, mm-hmm. because they are no longer susceptible to your bullshit.
Yeah.
They're no longer susceptible to the world's bullshit.
Yeah.
So when you can really get to the point where you can be like, listen, it's happened.
Yeah.
The day is going like it's going.
Just handle it and move on.
Handle it or change it. Deal. You got plenty of options.
Find a solution. Freaking out is not a solution. It's never. Yeah. It never has been. Never will be.
No. Well, it does happen. It happens.
Yeah, of course. Everybody can break.
We're fucking human.
Yeah.
We're a human being.
Mm-hmm.
And we are driven by our emotions. That's why we have psychopaths and sociopaths.
Yeah.
It's because they lack empathy. They lack a certain emotion. So obviously it takes a certain equation to make a human being.
Yeah.
Correct. Just the same way that you need an X chromosome, a Y chromosome to be a male, female.
Right.
When you're born, I'm not even getting into the whole gender.
No, I get what you're saying. Like you need that thing. There's a formula. There's a recipe.
Right, there's a formula. So same thing with emotions. Mentally, yeah. Same thing with emotions. You have that empathy, compassion, remorse.
Mm-hmm.
And once you lack those things, that's when you get people like Ted Bundy, John Wayne Gacy.
They're missing a piece of the puzzle, and they fill it in.
They're all, yeah, they do. They do. Mm-hmm. You know, whether they're sexual sadists or
killers.
Psychopaths, sociopaths. Yeah. And there's so many, there's probably so many sociopaths walking amongst us. Narcissism is basically...
Narcissism has levels. I feel like I'm a narcissist to a certain extent. Like, to the extent that I am always right. I am always right. I'm not saying I think I'm always right. I'm saying I am always right. And it's a curse. It's not a gift. Because I will be right about something, and everybody in the room will tell me I'm fucking wrong. And usually, a day or two will go by, and then everybody realizes, I was fucking right. But it's... And it really is a curse.
I'm smiling really hard right now. Yeah, you guys
I think.
Know.
Look,
I'm giving him the face that he's full of shit.
Dude,
I'm not agreeing.
Everybody's giving the same face. They're looking at each other in the truck or the car, like this motherfucker is crazy.
No. I honestly value my intelligence, and I don't think that's going to be the case for you any longer, Brian Watson. You better ask somebody.
I am heavily opinionated, but I trust me. Here's the thing: the reason anybody can. Well, two things. The reason people trust me with anything is because I'm very easy to talk to, in the sense that I will listen to everything you say. Uh-huh. I will listen to your opinion. I don't give a fuck if you think aliens invented carpet. Yeah, you fucking tell me that, I will listen to you, and I will be like, well, why do you think that? Let's figure it out. I don't give a fuck.
Aliens invented carpet.
I just made something up. Exactly. Yeah. But people can tell me shit like
that's
that.
That's fucking funny, though.
Yeah. The second thing
can
is...
Can we get that added to like a Family Guy episode, or
aliens invented
the
carpet,
Simpsons,
dude.
Just like aliens inventing carpet. Yeah. Like what the fuck?
Wendy.
Anyways, continue.
Carpet's always been there, you know. They never explained when it came into
ancient
the world.
Ancient aliens. They just brought aliens, carpet bro. Down with them.
You know what I mean?
The shag.
Yeah, people could be having this conversation with me, and I'd just be listening. I'd be like, yeah, okay, all right. Let's hear. Hey, tell me about it, baby. Tell me about it. I like that shit. I'm a good
Knowledge
listener,
is
man.
Power.
But. I am still very heavily opinionated. I expect people, because I do that, and I will listen to crazy opinions and stories or theories, whatever, I expect people to listen to me. And a lot of times they fucking don't, and that bothers me. And that's why I get real passionate, is because I'm trying to shove whatever my opinion is into your head. Not forcefully, just I'm trying to get you to listen to me, if that makes sense.
That makes sense.
I'm not trying to convince you.
Just,
I'm trying to get you to listen.
Listen the way that I listen.
Exactly. You know, I listen to
hear
everybody.
Me out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I do that. I do one of two things. I either completely shut you out.
Right.
Or I dig in.
Open up to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no... Man, I hate home autopilot. Somewhere. Like we were talking about this morning on the way to the store. Autopilot is a problem for me. If it grabs my attention, if it stimulates me negatively or positively, I'm focused in. I'm dialed in, you know? If it's a... Well, I don't care if it's a... Like, I don't care if it's a firefight in Iraq, you know, that's a negative thing. Or if it's, you know, I'm like having fun playing ball. Like, I'm focused.
Yeah.
But autopilot, like brushing my teeth, like knowing where I left my car keys.
You're heavily goal-oriented.
That kind of crap. Yeah, exactly.
That's why. It's because if you don't have a goal.
I'm a perfectionist.
Yeah. You wake up and you're like, well, my goal isn't to brush my teeth. I know that's going to happen. So you just go into autopilot like you're talking about.
And one thing I would love to always like be able to talk about on this podcast is mental health.
Absolutely.
And, like, because it's something that I've dealt with, you know, my whole life, dealing with PTSD, dealing with childhood trauma, different things, you know. It's important to know your own mind. It is important to also like have awareness of other people's, you know, you never know what someone's going through, like it's in those moments or those times where you don't ever know what a smile can do. You know, it takes a lot for like, so like me being a vet, you know, you got 22 veterans a day that commit suicide.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because of that kind of lack of awareness, lack of education on it and
damage
that kind of stuff, so
there's
know, and the things they've been through, so
because of a lot of man-made problems, like war is man-made. I mean, it's natural, but it is man-made. Animals don't have war, they just fight each other to live. That's it. We have war because of money and ideas and religion and things
greed.
Like that.
It's greed, it's pride, and it's paranoia. It's just like, and it's manufactured paranoia. The war on terror, and I'm nowhere near someone who's against, you know, the war on terror or something like that. Terrorism exists.
Yeah, there are reasons to fight. There absolutely are. Always you have to defend yourself.
You know, I got, man, when I was over there, I had three of them, you know, my wife and my two daughters, mm-hmm. or my daughter, and then I had a second one. So, but my family in general, my friends, you know, it's always, and then the buddy next to you. So you always, there's always a reason.
Mm-hmm.
But when you think about the big picture.
The big picture is what sucks. Is
the
because
big
like,
picture, you're
what
like,
what are we fighting for, really?
Yeah, you're like, why? So in the moment, it seems right.
Yeah.
But yeah, big picture, it's different.
Yeah, it's a lot of damage in the world that that can't be seen. A lot of mental and spiritual problems. Just check the time.
Oh.
It's 12:21.
You're so OCD, aren't you?
Not OCD, I'm ADHD. So I look at everything. I look at everything around the room constantly.
Man.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm getting to know you as well.
That's Brian. Okay. Yeah, I want you to know me. But yeah, there's a lot of damage you can't see in the world, y'all. And it's really fucking important to understand that. If you're not empathetic and you don't have a lot of mental problems, maybe your problems are physical or whatever, but just because you see somebody and they look happy or they look comfortable, it's not always the case. So like you said earlier, the smile can change a lot.
Oh, yeah.
That's why me and you understand that we are nice to everybody and cool with everybody. Because if you're a dick to somebody, they can go home and fucking... You know. So fucking six times I hit the mic. Real fucking dope, dude. I love my pot. No, dude, I refuse because my voice sounds delicious.
Oh, I can't hear it.
Yeah, no, that's
I don't
true.
I don't have headphones on.
Your voice sounds good too.
Does?
Yeah, sounds good. We sound good on here.
Alright,
that's it. Would be cool to have a chick on here as a guest every once in a while because we're two very duty dudes.
Yeah.
And fucking chick would even it out a little bit. That would be cool.
I like to think that I'm sensitive though.
No, being a dude, a guy doesn't mean you're insensitive.
You know,
it just means you're not. You don't have a lot of feminine qualities.
I can do a girls' night.
Oh, dude, we'll just both
girls
talk.
Nights,
hey,
girls' nights are the best.
Every like 10 episodes, let's just talk like girls the whole time.
The whole time.
That'd be fucking hilarious. It'd be hard to do though.
We do like white chicks.
Like, oh yeah, the, like I could just do this the whole time.
Brothers, yeah.
No, dude, I could fuck that.
Oh
up.
My god.
Yeah, see, you can't do it. You just sound like a dude.
You know what?
You gotta really tap
I'm sorry,
into
I
that.
Got balls.
Tap into the gayness a little bit. Just
Chase.
Now being a female
Chase?
Makes you gay.
Huh?
Now being a female makes you gay. You gotta tap into the gayness.
I didn't say it.
Oh mercy.
Dude, I love gay people. The gay people are better than straight people by far. I'm gonna tell you.
Oh,
we talked about this. Me and you wish we were bisexual.
Dude, that would give me so many more options.
Yeah,
you know.
And you know,
I know you tried it and it didn't work out, but
oh, dude, I tried like sex sometimes. Whatever, dude. $20 is $20. That's all I'm saying. You were in the military, dude. You're not trying. I'm not trying to hear none of that.
What does that fucking mean? That doesn't mean anything.
I'm sorry. Don't ask. Don't tell. I'm sorry.
Man, I just told you. I just told you guys that I can count on both hands on people I've slept with.
No, you told
me. You think half of those are dudes?
Wait, did you say were we recording when you said that?
Yes, I was recording.
You were recording?
I was
not
recording.
Me though, huh?
No, you weren't.
Oh, okay. My fault. Dude, we pretty much made it, dog. 58 minutes.
What?
58 minutes. It's a walk in the goddamn park.
It's too easy.
Hell yeah.
Too
and
easy.
Then if we get real comfortable with it, we can do this shit for like 2 or 3 hours if you want to just drink and like do like make topics, shit like that.
Edit it down
just to highlight it up. But I will tell y'all, it will definitely get better, and we're going to keep doing this for sure. This is obviously the first episode. Assuming we air this, we should air it. We did pretty good for the first one. Just let you know who we are, man. I'm Brian S. Chase. This is Smoking Whiskey, bro. Thanks for listening.